And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. It's very difficult, scary, and a daily challenge to be poor in this alleged southern part of heaven. And the daily gap betwixt those who aren't poor and them that are goes upward and onward. There are many hard workers who support those who are very or even somewhat affluent. Those on the edge of poverty in our area may work for the schools, the university, town governments, and even closer to the struggle of poverty, seek and need work at fast food restaurants and basic and crucial human service agencies, such as Care for the Seniors or the preschoolers. I believe these issues are definitely worth saying on WCHL because not everyone reads the paper, but more will hear the radio. I note Michael Jacobs' 0112 op-ed in the News and Observer for the details of the reality in Chapel Hill area and hope these stick and prove this challenge showing the tough side of Chapel Hill for those who are poor or on these margins. North Carolina's most progressive city has these realities. The most expensive housing, highest property taxes, the highest sales tax rate, the most expensive water, the greatest decline in black population, the worst performance gap between blacks and whites in grade performance. Jacobs affirms that we must create an affordable community, lowering housing taxes and water rates. Do we care? Will we do it? A still hopeful Wabbit. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.